strong victory outreach. And Jesus said, amen. Tell your neighbor, all day Sunday. Man, I'm excited to be here in the house of the Lord. Let's give the worship team a round of applause. Man, they're doing so awesome. Right now, if you just remain standing for me for just just a few minutes, we're going to turn to the book of Matthew. We're going to start here in chapter 8, verse 23. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Well, the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, it says, now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. The Bible's talking about Jesus. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. And in 26, he says, but he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. Let's just pray one more time. Father God, Lord, thank you so much, God, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, God, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this ministry, God, the ministry of Victory Outreach, God, Lord. We know that you are doing such a mighty thing here. You're doing a mighty thing in your people, God, and you're raising leaders up, God, to make an impact in our city. Father, we are careful to give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. All right, you guys can be seated. Before I go any further, I just want to take the opportunity to thank Jesus Christ for my salvation. And, of course, our senior pastors, Pastor Danny and Sister Barbara, I thank them for the, it's always a privilege to be able to preach the word of God. Why? Because it is the word of God that brings salvation to the people. Amen. So it's something I don't take lightly. I want to thank them. Thank my youth pastors, Pastor Pat and Sister Shell. But we're going to hop right into it. Amen. Amen. So as you know that we are starting a brand new year. And it's always around this time we begin to start doing a little reflection. We begin to think about the year 2017, and we think about all the things that have happened. We think about our victories. We think about maybe some trials or some hardships. We think about everything that happened in the year 2017. And then at this point, we also begin to look forward to the future. We begin to think, it's 2018, and we begin to set certain goals or accomplishments that we want to achieve. We begin to look towards our life and decide, where are we going to be at the end of the year? But let me tell you something. We are getting closer to the end times. See, right around this time of the year, we begin to think, well, what am I going to do? What do I want to do for my job? What do I want for my kids? What do I want for my family? What do I want maybe in ministry? Or what kind of person do I want to be? Where do I want to grow? But Jesus is coming back soon. If you look on the news and you see all the things that are going on, you realize that we're living in the end times. But it is our job here, Victory Outreach, to populate heaven. Our city is getting worse. We realize that the times are getting worse and worse. And pretty soon, Jesus is coming back. Our city faces drug addiction. Our city faces violence. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about how some famous rap artists like Nicki Minaj or Tyga, they wrote a song. And in that song, they had mentioned New Mexico being one of the most violent places in all the world. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be known for our violence. I don't want to be known for our drug addiction. But what I want to be known for is something else. See, it's not the government's job to tackle these problems. It's not our city council's job. It's not our politicians' jobs. Victory Outreach, it should be the Christians' responsibility to tackle the issues that are happening in our city. It is our responsibility. I believe, I'm a firm believer that as a Christian, it is our duty and our responsibility to be leaders. And one thing that they tell you when you're a preacher or you're a public speaker is they tell you, you have to know the audience that you're speaking to. So if you're talking to children, you got to be able to go to their level. If you're talking to middle schoolers, high schoolers, you got to be able to go to their level so they can relate to you. But I believe that the people here tonight on Sunday evenings are not just ordinary church people, aren't just Sunday to Sunday Christians, but you are people who believe in the vision of Victory Outreach, who believe that they have a call upon their lives, who believe that God is going to use you. So I'm going to tell you right now, it is our job and our duty to be the leaders in our community. Tell your neighbor, leader up. We need to be the leaders in our home. We need to be the leaders in our family. We need to be the leaders in our school, in our workplace. We wonder why things are so bad. And I believe it's because there are not any Christians rising up to the task of being able to evangelize and disciple the lost and hurting people. See, it's going to take more. It's going to take more. The Bible talks in the book of Revelation about three types of Christians. It talks about the cold, the lukewarm, and the hot. See, we're not going to make an impact this year as Victory Outreach Albuquerque in our city if we're cold Christians. It's not even going to be enough if we're lukewarm Christians. But we have to have the fire of God within our hearts. We have to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have to be at these altars praying. We have to be preaching the gospel to our friends and work. We're at our workplaces. We have to be on fire. We have to be filled with the Spirit. Oh, come on, Victory Outreach. If you're on fire, I want you to give Jesus some praise here tonight. Oh, come on, give him some praise if you want to be that on fire Christian. We have to be passionate about serving God. Passionate about the things of him. Passionate about what he wants, what he says. Passionate about our relationship with him. We have to give our lives to pursuing his calling upon us. I remember before I got saved, man, I was passionate about the things of the world. Man, I was passionate about getting high. I was passionate about going to parties. I was passionate about hooking up with girls. I was passionate about ripping people up. I was passionate about making money. Oh, but when I got saved and I was at these altars, God touched my life and I realized I don't want any of that. I'm not just going to be a normal person, but God has a calling on my life. And at that day forward, I was here. I'm here at church every single day. I'm here Wednesdays, I'm here Fridays, I'm here Sundays in the morning and at night. Why? Because God has called me. God has called me to something more. And I'm here to declare to you, Victory Outreach Albuquerque, God has called you to something more. Are you willing to give your life to it? What does that mean? That means, oh, I'm not just going to pursue the calling when I feel like it. I'm not just going to pursue the calling when everything is going my way. No, I'm going to pursue the calling in the storm. I'm going to pursue the calling when things are falling apart. I'm going to pursue the calling. Come on, Victory Outreach Albuquerque. If you know Jesus has called you, will you pursue it? God has called Victory Outreach to reach the treasures out of darkness. He has called us to reach the broken. He has called us to reach the lost. And there's one thing that I know about my generation is that we don't want to just live an ordinary life, but we want to be extraordinary. If you think about it, nobody wakes up in the morning and just says, I just want to be normal. Nobody when they're 3-4 years old wakes up and says, man, what I want to do with my life is I want to be normal. I want to just work that 9-to-5. No, at that age we have dreams and aspirations to do something big, to make an impact, to leave our mark, to leave a legacy. Victory Outreach Albuquerque, God has called you and he has positioned you to make a mark in our city. And not even that, but the whole world. So there's three things that we need to learn from this text, from this portion of scripture, to be that on fire Christian, that leader, that person that says, you know what, I'm not just satisfied with working this 9 to 5, but I want to be able to make an impact in my city. I want to take it for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. All those videos that I see, and I see those people preaching, going around the world, that could be me, but I need to pursue it. Three things that we need to know is the first thing is we are not in control. The first thing is we are not in control. See, the four disciples, see, all the disciples on that boat, there were 12 of them, but at least four of them were fishermen. So they knew how to operate a boat. They had experience on the Sea of Galilee. They knew what they were doing. So I can imagine that they had experience. They were prepared. They brought everything they could on that boat in case of an emergency. But the storm still came. And sometimes we plan, we prepare, but the storm of life still comes. There's something that I always say, or I heard someone say, and it says the battle plan is only effective up until the shot of the first arrow. See, we can plan, we can strategize, but sometimes things aren't going to happen the way we expect it. Things are out of our control. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for strategy. I'm all for planning things out. If you look at me and my wife, we have a Google Calendar. And man, she's amazing. What she does is she writes down everything. She writes down our ministry schedule. She writes down our work schedule. She writes down the errands that she has to do. I'm able to put the things that I need to do. So we're very organized, and we plan out our days, we plan out our weeks, we plan out our months. But we know enough to realize that no matter how much we plan, no matter how much we strategize, some things are just going to happen. And at that point, we're just going to have to know how to flow. The problem is we go to God and we tell him the things, we tell him how we want it to be. We wake up and tell God, you know what, God, I want this to happen. I want to be able to work here to here. I want my car to run. I want my bank account to have this much money. I want, God, this is how it's going to be. This is how I plan my life going to be. Now, don't worry, God. I'll do all the work, but just let's make sure that this happens. We have to accept the fact that we are not in control. And when we accept that, when we know and understand that no matter, regardless of the planning and the strategizing, that things are just going to happen, then what we do is we must learn how to flow. See, ultimately, God will get the honor. We have to learn how to flow. I can tell you I've been doing ministry for a while now, and there's times where we plan and we strategize, even at winter retreat. We think things are going to go a certain way. We plan for it, but then all of a sudden, everything falls apart. And instead of going to my leader and crying and say, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I just got to put on my big boy pants and say, you know what? I'm just going to flow. See, sometimes in life, we just got to flow. Oh yeah, we weren't expecting our car to break down, but it's okay. We just gotta flow. Oh, we weren't expecting maybe for that write up at work, or we weren't expecting for maybe that person to talk to us that way. We just gotta be able to flow. Maybe the babysitter couldn't watch your kids that night, or whatever the case may be, we have to be able to flow. Because in the end, God ultimately gets the glory. God ultimately gets the honor. See, things may not go the way we plan it to be, but God will get the honor. God will get the glory. And my Bible says that all things work together for the greater good of those who believe. So if you know that you're not in control, but God is, then everything becomes easier to flow. So the first thing is we have to know that we are not in control. It's kind of like lifting something really heavy. You know, we're trying to just lift this thing, this big old thing called life. We're trying to lift it up, and we're trying to move it in the direction that we want. We're trying to move it here. We're trying to move it there. And it's just such a process, and it's such a struggle, and we waste so much energy. But when you understand that sometimes you're not in control of where it's going to go, it releases all that stress, it releases all that anxiety, it releases the tension on you, and it all goes on God. And I don't know about you, but we serve a big God. We serve the King of Kings. We serve the Lord of Lords. We serve the King of heaven and earth, the one who created the stars, the one who divided the sea. So anything that we go through is nothing to him, but it could be such a big deal to us. The second thing that we got to know, if you want to be that on fire Christian, if you want to be that on fire leader, if you have caught the vision of Victory Outreach and you want to fulfill the call upon your life, the second thing that we got to know is we got to see the bigger picture. Tell your neighbor there's a bigger picture. See, in this portion of scripture, the disciples were freaking out. They were looking around and they're like, oh no, the storm's coming, the waves are going over, we're getting wet, we don't know what to do. And I could put myself in their shoes and I could realize that, yeah, that's probably really scary. Yeah, that's probably like, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of a sea, we're in the middle of a giant lake and our boat's about to tip over. And I can imagine, yeah, I would be freaking out too. But you want to know what's interesting? The Bible says that Jesus was sleeping. How on earth could you be sleeping in such a terrific and panicking situation? See, I believe that Jesus had the peace of mind because he knew that God had other plans for his life. He knew that one day he would go to that cross and he would give his life so that way you and I could receive salvation. So he wasn't going to let something as little as a storm get in the way of God's calling upon his life. See, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Man, you got to believe that. You got to know that. You got to know that without a shadow of a doubt that God has a plan. When Pastor Danny came up here when I was first saved and he said, God's going to use you. God's going to raise you up. God's going to send you across the world. Man, I caught every piece of that and I held on to it. I still hold on to it. And now here I am 4 years later and I'm preaching at Winter Retreat. 4 years later, there's some young people. You got to believe that God has a plan for your life. No matter what happens, we still need to answer the call. You know, I remember when me and Sister Leslie, we started dating. And it was amazing. I remember we had the meeting at Denny's with our leaders. And they were like, man, you guys have been so good. You guys have been accountable. You guys, you've done all the right things. You got to know each other. You know what I mean? Come on, somebody. There's some young leaders who believe in doing it the right way. Come on, somebody. And I remember they said, all right, cool. Well, you know, I think it's time for you guys to start dating. It's cool. We give you guys the green light. So I was like, yeah, I got a girlfriend now. Woo! Awesome. You know, the funny thing about that is when me and Sister Leslie started talking, I wasn't even looking for a relationship. I was focused on the plan of God. And see, I was so focused on God that he said, you know, here she is. That one's for free. But amen. See, that, put that in your pocket, young people. There you go. No. So we started dating. It was awesome. But then, she went to gang convention and God spoke to her. And a whole week of receiving, being refreshed and in the presence, she called me and she said, hey, Brother Devin, we got to talk. I'm like, oh, no. I called Pastor Pat. I was like, hey, is Leslie okay? What's going on? And he just told me, hey, look. She spent a whole week at gang convention, a lot of preachers preaching, answering the call of God. Just be open to whatever happens. And, like, he tried to act like he didn't know, but I think he did. I don't know. That's okay. It's all over. So we were at Pastor's house, we were celebrating someone's birthday, and you know, she said, we gotta talk. So we went and talked, and she was like, you know, God told me to break up with you. Well, what? Come on, that's how you know you got a real deal gang girl. When God says, you know what, break it off, sister, he's not the right one. Come on. And she's obedient. That's how I knew. I was like, all right. But it was in that moment I thought everything was falling apart. I thought it was the end of the world. I was walking around all defeated. I thought I wouldn't be able to go forward. Man, I remember there were some nights I'd just be like, crying and broken. But then Praise God. Because one day that after 2 weeks, in that 2 weeks, it was the worst thing. But after 2 weeks, God set her straight. God put her on the right path. We realized that it wasn't her will, but it was God's will. And now here we are. We're married. We're about to start a family. We're all, oh, come on, somebody. See, in that moment, I thought it was the worst thing ever. I was defeated. I was broken. I was lost, but I still kept pushing forward. And now here the bigger picture is, we're married and we're serving God. Come on, somebody. We have to keep the bigger picture in mind. We have to keep the bigger picture in mind. We can't walk around all defeated. See, the disciples were quick to accept defeat. They looked at the situation around them and they thought it was over. But the bigger picture is God wants to give us the victory. God wants to use you. God wants to raise you up. So I'm here to declare to someone tonight, if you're going through it, if you feel like giving up, don't give up, because God has a bigger picture in mind. And then the third thing is the storms are there for us to bring God glory. The Bible says at the end of the scripture that the men marveled. They marveled. See, God will use these storms to get us closer to Him, to help us to understand He is the great I Am. He is our shepherd. He is our rock. Do you know how great God is? He will be our deliverer. He will be our foundation. See, the problem is that we're quick to forget. We're quick to forget. In the midst of the storms, the disciples immediately ran to Jesus. They didn't jump off the boat. They didn't begin to start praying to some other gods. They didn't start to plan and think like, how can I get myself out of this? No, they ran to Jesus. The storms are there to get you to go to your knees here at these altars and say, God, I'm not in control. God, this really hurts. I need you. And then watch what happens. He delivers you. He saves you. He rescues you. He lifts you up. They immediately ran to Jesus. You know, like a month ago, see, I just got this nephew. It's a cute little nephew. You know him. He's the one that runs around all over the church. He's in kids gang right now. I love him. But I had this nephew, and I had the day with him. I asked Natalie. I was, hey, Natalie, can I hang out with him? And she's like, yeah, sure. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to take him to this great trail right up there on Tramway and Candelaria. And a super easy trail. It's not that hard. There's like steps. There's clear trails. It's like takes you 10 minutes to walk to the top. So I took my nephew with me, and he's like, oh, Tia, look at the mountain. It's so cool. Like, oh, man. He started jumping around and started playing. And I was like, yeah, this is going to get him tired because he was spending the night. So I'm like, all right. So make sure don't give him any sugars or anything like that. So, okay, cool. So we start walking, and the first part, it was real flat. So he's like running. I'm like, run, Junior, run. And, you know, he's running. He's having a blast. But then there came a part where it got to get a little bit steeper, and there were a little bit more rocks. And he started climbing them. He was a little bit up there ahead of me, and he started climbing. He looked back, and he kind of got scared. And he ran back and said, oh, Tia, I can't go. No, it's too high. I don't want to go. I was like, I just grabbed him and said, no, it's okay. Come on. Come on. And I kept on little pushing him forward and said, it's okay. It's okay. Come on. Come on. And eventually, after a few minutes, he began to climb a little bit higher. He began to climb a little bit higher. See, and at the end result is he was at the top of the mountain and he saw all of Albuquerque. And he was like, oh, man, Theo, it's so awesome. It's so beautiful. It's so cool. Wow, we're at the top of the world. See, sometimes when we face some difficult times, they're there to design us to go back to our Father. And when we look at it and we're scared, who do we run to? Our Father who's in heaven. And we say, oh, no, I can't do it. And he's there to push you forward. He's there to put, he's like, no, I got you. I got a blessing for you. I'm going to take you to the top of the mountain. I've got more for you. The storms are there to get us closer. They're there to get us closer. The fear we face in the storm turns us straight into the Savior's hands. If we could all just stand to our feet. I don't need to labor that there is such a need in our city. There is such a need in our city. And for all of 2017, we've been hearing our pastor's heart. And he's been saying, this is the year to rise up. This is the year to rise up, to walk in your calling, to walk in your leadership. This is your year. We just got back from the mountaintop. And man, it was a lot of hard work. There was times when I was tired and I didn't want to push forward. And I thought, oh man, I can't do this. But the end result is when after each speaker, we saw the altar call packed with young people that were broken and crying. When I heard young people here testifying about how God touched them and God wants to raise them up and God has a calling upon their life, it was all worth it. See, Victory Outreach Albuquerque, our time is now. Our time is now to rise up. Our time is to take this city for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. It's not just the pastor's job. It's not just the top leader's job. It's not just the gang's job. It's not just the worship team. It's not just the sound. It's all of us as a church. If you're here tonight and you feel the call of God upon your life, and you feel, man, I know God's got something more for me, but I don't know where to start. You can start right here at these altars. These altars are open to you if you want to answer the call upon your life. Let's start 2018 right.
Fire down in my soul. Here I am, Lord, take control. I want more.